New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to push legislation through this session that legalizes paid surrogacy for couples who are unable to have their own children. Karen DeWitt reports the bill has split feminists from the state legislature's Democratic majority.
The Senate sponsor of the bill, Brad Hoylman, says he had to go to California to arrange for a surrogate in order for him and his husband to have children. And he says that shouldn't have to happen.
New Yorkers can now stay in New York rather than have to travel 3,000 miles like my husband and I.
Cuomo has promised to sign the bill if the legislature approves it. The bill faces an uncertain future in the state assembly, and several leading Democratic women who consider themselves to be feminists oppose it. Cuomo singled out the women, who include Deborah Glick, the first openly lesbian state lawmaker.
I find it interesting that the first woman chair of Ways and Means in this entire history of the assembly, that the woman who carried the reproductive health bill for 10 years, and the chair of the Women's Caucus were the women identified by the governor. It's an unfortunate lack of respect.
Glick says she does not believe the bill offers enough protections for women, and she says there are already thousands of children who languish in foster care who could be adopted. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.